Well, another Woodford Reserve Musers ticket compound is in the books. We wrap things up Friday evening. If you weren't with us during the hard line, and actually this was at the end of the hang zone, we did reveal our location. We were not in Grand Prairie for the first time in about 10 years. We were very close to the little town of Rome, which is in Wise County, to the northwest of Fort Worth, and we were at the Arcadia Resorts. You can go to their website, thearcadiaresorts.com. You can see the bunkhouse that we stayed in. Great facility, beautiful countryside, and we had a lot of fun out there, so thanks to the Arcadia Resorts for hosting us.
That'd be a great place to hold a family reunion. They have weddings out there. Mm-hmm. It's a really cool place.
And it was nice to be in a new location, change of pace. We had a great time, and we probably have said this a few times after the compound wraps up, but I really think that might have been our most enjoyable compound ever. We had so many funny moments. We had such good conversation on and off the air, and being in the different setting, we had different things to get into. We had the donkey.
I miss donkey.
We had the barn cat, and maybe the question that I saw asked most on social media over the weekend, did Gordo take the cat home?
The correct answer to that, let me see if I got this right. I want to see if I can get it right.
Okay.
The correct answer is no.
You got that right.
I let Barn Kitty have her freedom. She enjoyed her life out there. And I had to make a horrible Sophie's Choice type decision.
Well, you weren't that invested. It had only been a couple of days. But
yeah, but I really thought about taking her home.
You made the right call.
Because, you know, living outdoors,
I don't think she would have liked it.
For a cat, she wasn't wearing a collar or anything, but she was so friendly that she seemed like, is it possible she was somebody's cat out there and just roamed the neighborhood?
Possible.
But living outside like that, bobcat could get her, a coyote could get her, you know, health care. She has no vet visits, so
she
could
no
live
insurance.
A short period of time,
yeah.
But it will be a happy life for her out there.
And if you brought her to your home and you tried to make her an inside cat,
she would spend 15 years trying to figure out how to escape, and she would see it as a prison sentence.
Yeah. Yes.
So would she rather be safe and in jail or live free until she dies?
And she'd probably go through two couches and a couple of chairs while she was at it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trying to get out of there. Drapes.
I think you did the right thing.
Yeah.
It was the friendliest cat that any of us had ever seen, though.
Yeah, really.
It's amazing.
She was so cute.
So we had a good time. We were out there from Wednesday morning. Actually, Gordo got there Tuesday night so that he could procure the royal suite.
That's not why I got there.
Barricaded
early.
Himself so no one would go down that hallway.
Yeah, what was
what
with the barricade?
About?
What are you
barricade?
Talking about? You did.
I set up a sign advertising the place where we were.
Yeah, it blocked so off the
blocked
hallway.
Blocked off the hallway.
Accidentally.
You're so weird.
You are weird.
We were out there from Wednesday morning when we started our show at 5:30 until Friday evening at 7 o'clock when the Hardline signed off before the Stars game. And it was so much fun. And thank you to all the P1s. We heard from, I swear, every P1 that we've ever had telling us how much they enjoyed the compound, and some of them taking work off on Thursday and Friday just to listen to the compound. So
it's incredible.
That makes it worthwhile to know that the P1s are into it as much as we are.
Yeah, and Donnie and Jake were into it so much they stayed up all night from Thursday all the way to Friday, and Jake all the way till 6:30 because Gordo kept him on.
All the shows do lots of really funny stuff during the day, but some of the best radio is Deep Night Ticket, really, really late at night, and everybody has their favorite moment. Corby's Past People moment was a really great moment at the compound. But this was my favorite moment. This was late night Wednesday night, and EA was on the board, and so he was telling us the names of the callers. And we had had a few before this moment that were really confusing, and nobody understood the names that he was giving us, and we were getting them all wrong. And that's what made this one extra funny, and this was probably the most confusing, and I laughed about this all weekend. All right, EA, where are we headed?
Bork.
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 Mork.
Mork. Mork.
Mork.
What did he say? What did he say?
Mark.
Mork?
Mork.
Mark.
And Mindy.
Not that R.
I'm
not Mork. Hello?
Hello?
What is your given name, sir?
Mark Allen Glenn.
Okay. All right.
So, all that confusion, and then that voice, Mark Allen Land.
Yeah, he wanted to make sure you weren't. He gave his middle name. He didn't want you to be confused.
Right. Oh, God, Mark. That made me laugh all weekend. Hearing it again, I'm almost cry laughing. Did you guys have a favorite moment of our time out in the middle of nowhere with our buddies?
I think the scene of Gordo, Corby, Killer, and Jake walking back from the pecan trees with the cat following him. Jake with a machine mask on.
So it was me in front with the headset on.
Yeah, radio equipment. Yeah.
And then behind me is Killer walking with a huge tuba.
That's the craziest. And then the cat.
And then behind him was Jake, shirtless, wearing a machine mask and had a collar and chain around his neck. And then behind them is just a little kitty cat following him.
Yeah. Everyone looked kind of put out. They were just
like
kind of walking back.
Worst Abbey Road album cover ever.
Wasn't long-haired Corby in that line, too?
Corby
was right behind him.
Long-haired, tired-looking Corby.
Sorority girl Corby, as people were calling him on the team picture.
I wish we would have taken a picture of it because it just left itself open. What are they coming back from?
Yeah.
Just something.
What just happened?
What just happened? What went so wrong that they're all almost like in single file retreat? Like, I guess that didn't work.
This was another one of my favorite moments. This was the song that Corby wrote and performed on Thursday afternoon. It was during the Hardline, and I loved this because at the end we all start singing and. We were out camping, and it reminded me of when you were a kid and you went camping around the campfire. Everybody would sing.
Campfire songs.
So I thought we'd take a listen to this again. I thought this was great.
What?
You're fine.
The patented Corby intro.
Mute the low E string.
No.
Doing plain.
Well, Saturday morning. I hate you.
Let him do a song.
Well, Saturday mornings were insane. With Gordon Snake and Davy Lane. From 9 to noon, no one was safe. From space shuttle deaths to little JFK. It was lobster claws and baby arms. We apologize, we didn't mean no harm. Always hungover and forever tired. It's a miracle we didn't all get fired. 'Cause we're having a revival. Someone called the women and put for the sake of our survival, baptize me in a big bag of weed and put cornmeal on the vinyl. We always thought the show would end our career, so after every show we drank 14 beers. Never took for granted all the fun we were having. From Irving Cares to Daddy's Ding Dong Cabin. The Great White Fire killed 101. They went from being alive to having not much fun. We covered the stories for the Dirty D1. Killed Rocco's career and also Dennis DeYoung. We're having a red revival. Someone called the women and put away the Bibles for the sake of all. baptize me in a big bag of weed and put cornmeal on the vinyl. All right. From Denton, Texas, and from the University of Dallas, it is the morning show, our morning musers, and we're having a rant.
All right, and that's when we all started singing around the campfire. That song, a tribute to the rant, the old show.
Good job, Corby.
Here on The Ticket with Gordon and Corby and Davey, and then, of course, the rant revival.
It should be pointed out that Donkey was playing guitar.
Yes.
Donkey sawing on that guitar.
The rant revival every week now on the Hardline. That was a lot of fun. The whole 3 days, a ton of fun. And a lot of people to thank. Woodford Reserve, our title sponsor. The Hegwood Group, Property Tax Consultants, also a big sponsor of the event. Of course, Arcadia Resorts for hosting us. They fed us as well out there. So thanks to Media, dinner on Thursday night, and Zalat Pizza, dinner on Wednesday night. And big thanks to Alan Fall, our promotions director, Sky, his whole staff, for setting that thing up and taking such good care of us.
Engineering, they put a lot of work into that.
Yes, Killer and Michael and Jack were all out there for the 3 days with us, and they were on the air whenever we were, so a lot of those guys pulled all-nighters, too.
Yeah, long hours.
They did a great job stringing that whole thing together. Thanks to the P1s for being with us, and I would like to personally thank all of my ticket brethren, all of the hosts. Thanks for being such nice people and easy people to work with.
Yeah, it was fun. It always is. We come out of it saying the same thing every year, but it's really fun for us that you have a hard time living on the outside after Friday, that you want to go back and get back on almost like the it wasn't prison-like, but it was. We were trapped there together. It's funny, when you leave it, it seems like, I don't know, you've left some sort of home or something because you're just all there together.
Sad.
Yeah. And it makes you sad,
it's like,
happy.
It's like leaving college or your fraternity house or something like that.
Yeah.
So lots of fun. The Woodford Reserve Musers Ticket Compound. Another one in the books.